Hello, Mr. Barker.
How are you?
Doing well. Did you enjoy that last night?
I did. It was awesome, man.
Were you surprised?
Were you the only guy that was watching that didn't like it?
No, I loved it. You know me.
Yeah, that's why I asked. Were you the only guy that didn't like it?
No, I loved that. I loved that.
I liked the whole thing that led up to it. When you kept showing it, they kept showing his face, and it seemed like he was holding back tears. And, you know, I can sort of relate to that, being a guy that obviously didn't have the career he's had, but I can sort of relate to the, you know, coming down to your last game and knowing it and knowing you're never going to get to do something that you grew up doing your whole life. It's kind of, you know, it was tough. It's tough.
Well, I think we forget how much baseball and how much the Yankees have been a part of his life. We're talking 162 games. What Derek Jeter would get in the clubhouse? Probably now. It's probably not till 4 in the afternoon, but I guarantee you he'd be in there at 2 on a game day. Guy spent an awful lot of time, you know, hanging around clubhouses wearing the Yankees uniform, and it's going to end this year.
Well, you know, it's a getaway place. That's what it is. When you're having a bad day outside the field, you always have that clubhouse to go to, and it's sort of a safe haven. And you know, you could see it on his face last night when they kept showing it. That, you know, he comes to the realization now. Up until I think last night, he thought, you know, he was still going to play forever.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's more like, uh-oh, my career's almost finally over. Now what do I do? It's that kind of thing. So, you know, it's a huge deal if you're a New York fan. And it's also a huge deal. I was thinking about this. When you think of the Yankees now, who are you going to think of? That's the question. You know, it's no longer going to be Derek Jeter and the Yankees. It's going to be such and such and the Yankees. It's going to be kind of weird.
Yeah, I have no idea who replaced him. You know who Robinson Cano was going to be the guy. Robinson Cano was going to be the next great Yankee, I think, for a lot of people. He was the guy who was going to finish his career there. He was the guy who was going to inherit, you know, whatever there was left to inherit from Derek Jeter. And he's not there. And I don't know. Jacoby Ellsbury? Ugh, can't see that.
Yeah, well, it'd be hard to say him because he was a Red Sox. So
it's going to be very hard.
You kind of don't want to. So it's like, you know, you could probably say, how about a J.J. Hardy? Well, that's funny. But it's going to have to be some guy that has a little pizzazz, a little, you know, they're different. Like a Derek Jeter, he's different. He doesn't like the limelight. You can tell that. He's, you know, he keeps everything, his personal life to himself. He's just because, you know, he's different. He's not, I heard you talking before I came on the air about him being one of the greatest. Well, he is one of the greatest, but he can be the greatest just because of where he's played.
Mm-hmm.
I think that takes him to a new level. And it's like you said, it's going to be real interesting next year to say, you know, such and such and the Yankees are coming to town. It's going to be different.
I guess maybe Alex Rodriguez. he'll be
funny.
Back. Come down and see A-Rod.
That's a good one.
The circus will be in town. Come down and see A-Rod. Kevin Barker joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. I'm going to take your calls on Derek Jeter at 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. Going to ask you a very simple question. As baseball fans, do you think Derek Jeter's overrated? Or do you think that Derek Jeter, because he plays in New York, people automatically assume that the laurels that come his way makes him overrated? I think that's part of the thing with Derek Jeter. Kevin, one thing I wanted to talk to you about is a guy who's played the game and is a guy who was a good hitter. His swing, you know, Cito Gaston that would talk about Derek Jeter's inside-out swing. Just as someone who's been a hitter, what was it about that swing? What is it about that swing that makes it so special? I mean, you know, he takes the ball to the opposite field, and that's exactly what everybody's taught to do. But there was something about that swing that, you know, other guys have tried it, and they just don't pull it off as consistently as he does.
Right. Well, I don't think anybody can do that. I think it's, you know, I'm sure it's something he learned early in his career that, hey, I'm not going to hit a bunch of home runs. I have to figure out some way to get hits. We're seeing that with some guys on the Blue Jays team that have to figure out and know what they can and can't do the right or the wrong way. He figured out that, hey, there's a lot of hits to right field. How do I hit the ball over there and hit it over there consistently? And the way to do that is keep your hands inside the ball. The more that bat hit, meaning the biggest part of the bat, is on the plate and through the strike zone, the more chance you got of getting a hit. And I'm sure he was sitting around when he was a young guy saying, the more times I do this, the more times I got a chance of getting a hit. And me being in New York, I have to produce. I can't come to New York playing shortstop and hit 200. So I think that was the whole mindset early in his career is stay inside the ball, stay through the ball, and I can see the ball longer. Because the old saying is the longer and the more you can see the ball, the more hits you're going to get. And, you know, it's like you said, there'll never be another Derek Jeter as of his swing because it's unorthodox. You can't teach it. You can try to, you know, tell a kid, hey, stay inside this ball and hit it down the right field line. You just can't do that. So it's like I said, it gets back to that thing of he figured out ways to get hits. He figured out ways to stay in the big leagues. And it's like a guy that – I can relate it to a guy that bunts a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If you bunt a lot, it keeps you out of slumps. And that's what he did. He figured out that if I keep this bad hit inside the ball and I keep it on the plate a long time, I won't go through a lot of slumps. And, you know, it's like you said, it's really impressive. And it's just more impressive to me on where he's done it. That's the point.
Derek, I remember Derek Jeter saying one time in an interview, people asked him about that swing, and his response was, and this gets to your point, Kevin, his response was, well, a lot of it's survival.
It is.
A lot of it's survival.
It
you
is.
Know?
Well, I can relate it to myself that it took me till the end of my career to figure out that, you know, I had the tough time with the ball in. I was stubborn when I was young because, you know, I thought nobody could throw it by me. And then later in my career, I knew if I was going to stay around, I had to figure out how to hit it and hit it all the time. And I think that's what he did. But he just did it a lot sooner than everybody else.
Kevin Barker joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. 416-870-0590, *591-888-666-0590. Kevin, the Jays are wrapping up their season this weekend with three against the Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles, of course, are already in the playoffs. They're kind of jockeying for home field advantage right now. Daniel Norris got a start yesterday. He was on limited innings because really he hadn't had a regular workload since he was called up from Ottawa. What did you see from Daniel Norris in that limited start yesterday? And what have you seen from him since he's been up here? Because I think there's a sense that Marcus Stroman came up and was lights out. Aaron Sanchez came up and was lights out. Daniel Norris has come up and he's been, you know, 91, 92, hasn't really shown that explosive fastball, that mm-hmm. great moving fastball that everybody says he has. I think that's it's pretty tough to sit there and criticize him, but what did you think of Daniel Norris?
Well, I'll relate it to this. When I went to the field and I talked to Pete Walker, and I actually asked him about Daniel Norris, and he told me don't make your judgment on what you see out of the bullpen because this guy has four legitimate pitches to get big league hitters out, meaning he can throw fastballs on the plate to get a big league hitter out. That's what we were wondering. We talked about this on our show. Can he get guys out on the plate? Yesterday I saw that. He was very aggressive with 95. I think he was topping out with 95. He throws a pretty good changeup. He throws a slider, a breaking ball at a couple different speeds. And he's confident. And, oh, by the way, he throws inside as a young guy. And, Jeff, you've been around forever. You've seen that young guys, especially this year, when guys are getting hit in the face and guys just don't know how to throw in. Yesterday you saw he wanted to throw in. He wanted to establish himself in. And when you do that and you do that young, that means when big league hitters step in, they're not digging in too hard because they know if they do, he's going to run it in there and move their feet. So I was very confident about seeing that from him. And to me, yesterday, that just showed to me, we talked about this, you know, you talk about Aaron Sanchez wanting to start next year. Well, to me, yesterday's start from Daniel Norris kept Aaron Sanchez in the bullpen, meaning that if you want to go in-house and have your rotation from your minor league system up, well, you can have three guys that do it. That'd be a Marcus Stroman, an Aaron Sanchez, and a Drew Hutchison. And then maybe sprinkle in a Jay Happ and an R.A. Dickey gives you a chance to, you know, trade Mark Burley for some help that you need help with runners in scoring position. That's the problem with the Jays. So yesterday, to me, I think Daniel Norris sewn up some some thoughts that, hey, this guy can be a fifth starter. He's going to have his ups and downs, but he throws hard, and he's got three other pitches to get guys out on the plate. If you're a Blue Jays fan, you got to be excited.